My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very pleased to be joined right now by Jason Moser with Buffalo Hockey Now and also at puckluck.com. Jason, thanks for coming over and joining us here on the broadcast. Great to be back at hockey, man. It's nice to be back, feel the energy, and feel that and hear all the sounds, the great sounds that you get from a hockey arena early on in the season here.
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, thanks for having me. But yeah, it's great to be back here, feel the open air of the ice, you know, and just see them back in action, really.
So far, we're through four periods here at the Sabres Prospects Challenge. What are some of your overlying thoughts in terms of what you've seen from the group of prospects here that are taking part in the tournament?
They've been pretty dominant. They've dominated the play. They've controlled possession. They've been playing mostly in the offensive zone, so it's good to see. They're on top of the opponent, playing fast, playing hard. So it's definitely goes along the lines of what we've heard all offseason.
One of the things that I think has been very impressive with this group is that we saw last night with Columbus. They tried to bully their way to take advantage of them, throwing them against the boards, finishing checks, but the Sabres never wavered and they dominated throughout the night. And I think so far in the first period, I mean, they're leading 13-6 in shots. They've had a couple of power play opportunities, and I think we're seeing that from this group as well, as they're going to get thrown around, they're going to get beat up a little bit, but nothing's deterring them when maybe last year we saw from the group in the NHL and with the prospects maybe too, they get thrown around a little bit and their game gets thrown completely off.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of a mindset thing, right? Because Yuri Kulik said yesterday post-game that, you know, it was a tough game to play, but it felt great because, you know, they're just constantly on top of the opponent. And, it was physical, it's taxing, but when you're getting results, it's worth it.
When we look at this prospect group, five first-round picks, and I think we're seeing a lot of really truly promising play from a number of these first-round players, especially those that are maybe going to fight for a roster spot to start the NHL season when Buffalo goes over to Czechia to play in Prague against this same New Jersey Devils team. Who are some of the guys that have stood out to you so far amongst especially the first-rounders?
Well, Yuri Kulik's the obvious one. He scored two goals yesterday, had an assist. But Konstantin Helenius, he's coming in at 18 years old, and he just seems to be in the right position. His line's controlling play, as most of the team has. But, he's whiffed on some chances, but he's going to be able to finish those eventually. So,
yeah, I agree with you. I think from the first game you saw Helenius, this is really his first true taste of North American hockey. Got a little bit of it playing in the under 18 championship, a little bit with Finland playing at the World Juniors, and now he's really getting that first taste. And I think in the first game, in the first 40 minutes, we saw him just trying to get comfortable, trying to adjust. And especially in the last 40 minutes of play, third period last night, first period tonight, seems like he's really starting to settle in and really starting to get that comfort level and willing to try some things against guys that are his same age out here.
Yeah, and that's one of the things he said. It would be nice to play against his peers because he's been playing against men over in Finland. And you can tell the confidence is coming. He's banging the stick, asking for the puck. He's really demanding to drive play for his teammates. So it's great to see out of someone so young in this tournament.
Now, I know that we talk all about the five first-round picks that are playing here, but there's still some decent talent also on this roster for the Prospects Challenge. Who in your mind do you think has kind of stood out that way, aside from the players we're really all watching in this tournament?
Well, so it's interesting because Tyler Tulio came over in the trade, the Matt Savoy trade, along with Ryan McLeod. and he was just kind of like seemed like the throw-in, but he did score in the first period here, and he's just kind of steady. You notice how solid he is defensively. He makes good plays along the boards, so it'll be interesting to see how he fits with the Rochester Amerecks. But, yeah, it's good to see from someone coming over into a new environment.
All right, shifting focus a little bit now to the NHL roster. Training camp is going to start already. I want to say next week, but I'm already thinking it's just like, well, next week technically is next Saturday, and that's when our first preseason game. So in just a few days, we start training camp, and it's just going to come at a rapid pace. We're going to just have a couple practices, get in a few games. They go over to Europe. What are your thoughts on this Sabres group at the NHL level as we get ready to ramp things up for the regular season?
Well, I'm thinking just what Lindy Ruff brings to this club. If they're playing a style similar to what we're seeing these prospects playing where, you know, it's all downhill and they're on top of the opponent constantly, it could be a whole different team that you're seeing. You'll need bounce-back seasons from Tage Thompson, Dylan Cousins, and the like offensively. But, you know, with the new guys mixed in, just to see how the new style of play really is and how it could lead to wins.
I think one of the interesting situations we're going to see with the Sabres coming into next season is goaltending. We know Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen kind of established himself as the number one, but the big question I think now becomes Devin Levi. Where do you see him starting this upcoming season? Do you see him in the NHL kind of playing a 1B or a number two behind Luukkonen, or do you feel that maybe we'd be better off to keep him in Rochester, let him play a ton of games, as many games as possible, and have James Reimer, who is a very grizzled veteran, be the backup to Luukkonen, and they just kind of work things out from there?
You know, I understand both sides of the argument, but I run the statistical projections. I've been working hard in goalie environments and over the offseason, and kind of isolating statistics and how players project, and Devin Levi is one of those players that projects really well at the goaltending position. I think he actually projects better than Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and that may surprise some people, but so if he can start stringing games together like UPL did last season, we might see him get significant starts this season, and the Sabres hinted at that last year, right? They started with him as their number one goalie, so it wouldn't be too much of a surprise. I think he should be sticking around, even though James Reimer is a proven veteran. I think Levi should be sticking around with the club.
Real quick before we let you go, Jason, wanted to get your overlying thoughts in terms of the outlook for the Sabres going into the season and whether or not you believe that the team that's constructed as it is right now is capable enough to make it back to the playoffs and break the 13-year playoff drought.
Well, fans may not like this answer, but I have them just missing the playoffs with my current projections. So hovering between that 86 to 90 point range, things can always change. You know, goaltending, if like I said, the bounce back seasons occur and we see steps from some of the younger players. But right now I have them just outside of the playoffs.
Respectable. Jason, real quick, just tell people where they can find your work, where they can follow you on social media.
Sure. You can follow my Sabres coverage at BuffaloHockeyNow.com. I also am the owner and operator of PuckLuck.com, which is a statistical projection site in regards to like betting and fantasy hockey. And my handle on Twitter is at PuckLuckJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.